Welcome to the Project You podcast, where each week you will find topics, tools, and tips that will help you bridge the gap between the life you are living and the life you are dreaming about. If you are ready to take control and unleash all that is possible in your life, you are in the right place. And now, your host, Certified Life Coach, Timitria McVeigh. Welcome back, y'all. We are continuing the conversation on mindset. This is episode 5, Change Your Mindset, Change Your Life. So last week we talked about the types of mindset and how they affect your life. We talked about the difference between a closed and an open mindset. And if you didn't listen to that, I would suggest going back and listening to that one first. But hopefully you're caught up and were able to take my suggestion and spend some time observing your thoughts this past week. And I hope you were really able to be honest with yourself, to be really honest with yourself, because if you're not where you want to be in life, you can change that. I know. I changed my mindset, and I'm still changing my mindset and creating the life that I want. And I'm working with my clients to help them do the same. Because as I said last week, your mindset affects how you show up in your life and how you function day to day and how you approach tasks and people and how you approach life. After examining your mindset last week, if it's not where you want it to be, you can begin to change your mindset by identifying and examining those thoughts as they're happening. If you always wake up on Monday morning and you think, ugh, here we go, another Monday, you can catch yourself in that moment and think, this is the beginning of a new week and I'm looking forward to the opportunities that lay ahead. And sometimes just being aware is enough to make the shift, but the best way to examine your thoughts is to get them out on paper. That's right, dear diary, you won't believe the crap running around in my brain. Right now, I'm thinking this lady's crazy for telling me that I have to journal to see my thoughts clearly. I see you skeptics out there, but stick with me for a minute. There is a lot of research that confirms the power of journaling. When you sit down and just let your mind go and your pen flow, it's like clearing out the closet of your mind. And have you ever gone into a closet and come across something you didn't even remember was in there? Something valuable or important, or something that you put up there years ago and you open the box and you wonder why you even went through the trouble of keeping it? Journaling is like that for your brain. Taking 5 to 10 minutes a day to do a brain dump and get your thoughts out of your head and onto paper can do the following for you. Relieve stress, help you get clarity on something, strengthen your memory, increase your odds of achieving a goal, help you track your progress on a goal, increase creativity, just to name a few. All you have to do is get someplace quiet and get it all out. When you read it back, you might be surprised at the new perspective you gain from reading the words on the paper. Journaling gives you some separation from your thoughts and some space to view them differently, even somewhat objectively. If you're struggling with a big problem that you can't figure out, put pen to paper and just let your thoughts flow. Because if you're just sitting there and thinking there's no way, you probably won't find a way. But if you can stop and think, I wonder how I can make that happen, then you have just cracked open the door to possibility. And one idea may creep through the crack, pushing the door open a little bit more, allowing the next idea to come in, which pushes the door open even more. And then before you know it, the door's wide open and you can see all of the possibilities that were just waiting to be ushered in. So after journaling and getting your thoughts out, review them. Review what you've put down on paper. And if there are thoughts that make you cringe a little or make you cringe a lot, ask yourself, why am I thinking that? Where did that thought come from? And more importantly, do I want to keep thinking it, or do I want to think about this differently? Or Am I ready to let this thought go altogether? And you can start with any scrap of paper, pen, pencil, and 5 minutes. The important thing is to just get your thoughts out onto paper and then examine them without judgment and consider why you have those thoughts, where they came from, and if you want to keep them. You can think new thoughts. You can think any thought you choose to think. So why not think thoughts that will elevate your life? And I bet you're thinking right now, I can't just think thoughts that are not true or realistic. Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever worried about something that hasn't happened? You're thinking about something that's not true or realistic in that moment because it hasn't happened. Let me give you an example. You have a big presentation at work, and even though you are prepared in the days leading up to it, you let your mind go down every rabbit hole of what could possibly go wrong. You'll forget your key points. Your car will break down on the way. The projector won't work. You'll have the wrong version of your presentation. They'll ask questions that you're not prepared for. When instead, you could think that you have prepared as much as possible, you know your material, you'll do great, everyone will be happy with the outcome, you'll have all the answers. Why not spend your mental energy that way? You're still preparing yourself and psyching yourself up for an outcome. So why not psych yourself up in a way that doesn't leave your stomach in knots? So if your brain is throwing you shady thoughts, purposefully look for ways to turn them around. And if you can't go to the extreme opposite of your crappy thoughts, work on making them less crappy. For example, if you want to go from I can't do anything right to I'm in control of my life and I create my success, that may be too much of a leap to believe right away. So try this. Try I'm making better choices now. And then you can try I'm making really good choices. And then you can go to the choices I'm making are resulting in big improvements in my life. You stair-step your way to the thoughts that you can believe. Changing your thoughts about things and your life will affect your actions. Your thoughts cause your feelings, and your feelings lead to your actions, and your actions get your results. So you think, I'm bored. You feel restless. You call a friend to chat, or you go out and you're entertained. You think, that was a long, crappy day. You feel stressed. You mindlessly eat or drink to numb out, and you gain weight. You think, this guy's not going to cut me off in traffic. You feel irritated. You speed up and you don't let him merge, and that could end in road rage. So how about these scenarios? Consider this. Scenario one, your alarm goes off at 5 a.m. on a Monday morning, and it's the beginning of another work week. You feel dread and you hit the snooze button several times, delaying the start of your day as long as possible, making you late. Scenario two, your alarm goes off at 5 a.m. on a Monday morning and it's the beginning of a vacation. You feel excitement. You jump out of bed raring to go as soon as the alarm goes off. The driving factor in what you do in response to the alarm going off is how you're thinking and feeling about the day that lies ahead of you. And if you regularly examine those thoughts and even stop in that moment to consider how you're thinking about the situation, you can decide if it's okay with you, if that's the way you want to think about the situation. And you may be thinking now about a Monday morning, yeah, I want to think about it that way because my commute's long, my boss is mean, and my coworker is a mess. But I would offer your commute is a certain number of miles or minutes, your boss is a person on the org chart above you, and your coworker is somebody employed by the same company, and that's it. How many buts did you throw at me? But it's 45 minutes each way. But she finds fault with everything I do. But I hear my coworker on the phone talking about all her drama. Someone else could look at the exact same situation this way. I have 45 minutes to learn French in the morning. I have 45 minutes to listen to the latest New York Times bestseller on my way home. I have an opportunity for improvement at work. And if I change the names to protect the innocent, I could write the next New York Times bestseller using my coworker's drama. It's all in how you spin it. So why not spin it to improve the quality of your days and your life? And I'm not asking you to be a skipping Pollyanna through life. I'm asking you to realize that your thoughts and your mindset is where you hold power. So just think about that. The next time you catch yourself thinking thoughts that are not helpful or that don't serve you or they're not thoughts that you want to think, try these 5 steps. Step 1, spend 5 minutes getting your thoughts out on paper. Step 2, being as objective as possible, underline the facts. And the facts are, the sky was blue. There was a dog, not the sky was a beautiful blue or there was a mean dog, because a beautiful blue sky is your thoughts about the sky, or the dog being mean is your thought about the dog. So no adjectives, so just facts. So once you've underlined the facts, then look at what's left. Those are your thoughts. Decide if those are thoughts that will get you where you want to be, or if they're holding you back. If they're not moving you forward, write a new thought that you want to think and practice it until you believe it. And you may have days when you want to have those thoughts. And that's your option too. If you want to think at the end of the day that was a crappy day, you can think that thought. If nothing seemed to go your way and you want to sit in that emotion of irritation, that's your choice. Just know that you have the power to think the thoughts that you want to think. You have the power to frame it the way you want to frame it. So if you have thoughts that you're having trouble reframing or working through and you'd like some help, feel free to email me at info@coachdemetria.com and I'll help you work through those thoughts. I'll help you find new thoughts to think. Or if you can't get all the way to your new thought, I can help you find better thoughts to think on your way to that new ultimate thought. And one last thing before we go, I want to let you know that I do a free monthly webinar series on different topics. And it's normally the fourth Monday of the month. This month, August, it's going to be the last Monday of the month. And it's going to be on goal setting and why we set goals and how to set goals. So if you would like to join me for that, go over to coachdemetria.com and sign up for my webinar series, the Project You webinar series, and you'll always get a notification for the upcoming webinar. And again, this one is going to be Monday, August 29th at 7 p.m. Central Time, and it's a free webinar. I hope you can join me. So until next week. If you're ready to take on the most important project of your life, subscribe to the podcast now so you never miss an episode. Follow the link in the show notes or go to coachdemetria.com. That's Coach, TEMETRIA.com, to download the free Project You mini course and unleash all that is possible in your life.